I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The Division I Infractions Appeals Committee announced last Tuesday that they had denied the University of Louisville's appeal and upheld the previous ruling that requires the school to vacate all men's basketball competition records for the 2011-2012 through 2014-2015 seasons. The ruling includes the Cardinals' 2012 Final Four appearance and the 2013 National Championship. It also upheld the ruling that the school must return the revenue share money it received for those years. The panel stated in their decision that the penalties were appropriate due to the number of serious violations and the time period of violations covering nearly 4 years. Coming up, some student athletes claim gold in the Winter Olympic Games on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
Augusta picking it up, crossing the blue line, left wing shot, curling to her right, pulling it to the slot, fake, shoots, save Betty Rooney! Gold medal, USA! USA wins the gold!
That's Ralph Stranges with the Westwood One call as the USA women's hockey team outlasted Team Canada in an epic Olympic gold medal game that required a full overtime period and 6 rounds of a shootout to determine a winner. A number of current NCAA student-athletes were on the roster for both squads, but one stood out in the final game as goalkeeper Maddie Rooney became a hero with the save that delivered a 3-2 win for Team USA. Rooney, at just 20 years old, is a redshirt junior at the University of Minnesota Duluth. After the final game, she talked with us about winning the gold.
I mean, this feeling's indescribable. I've been dreaming about this since I was a little girl, and I was right out of the crib when they won the last gold medal. So to do this with this amazing group of women is just so amazing.
The only other time the USA won gold in women's hockey was 1998 in Nagano, Japan, the first year the sport was played in the Olympics. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.